they said that the fair presentation of the financial statements, that is the basis for the opinion which they arrived at. Now, having heard what was reported and said and explained, I still want to pursue this matter to just to make me very better or comfortable. To say this, there is evidence that the usefulness of the information is a major concern. The reliability of the information is a concern and highly questionable, especially with the core functions of the department, curriculum delivery. Then there's also a compliance with the laws and regulations, which is a major issue that you have. Then there's also the one on internal controls, which expresses serious concerns about leadership and governance and financial performance, which are the focus normally that you speak to the government departments, including basic education. And then on top of those, the department is late by submitting the report. So they had an extension to correct, but yet all these things are still happening. My question then once again is it a fair presentation of financial statements when you have all these things?
Don't look at Mr. Smiles, because I become very jealous. Look at me rather. Honorable Lovemore, because he's trying to tell you something that he's not supposed to tell you. Honorable Lovemore?
Yes.
We're going to leave it. Time to speak. Yes?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to go back to my question, which I know doesn't relate directly to the annual report and to your findings, but relates rather to the annual performance plan or the strategic plan. I'm very sad that I don't have ELRC's documentation with me, but it is so poor. It is so, so poor that it is, as I said, I believe almost impossible to measure achievement or otherwise. Whose responsibility is it? It can't be yours. You can say that the predetermined objectives were vaguely expressed, etc. You can say that, but you can't make them change it. And it's clear that for 5 years, in fact, they haven't got any better, as was pointed out quite correctly. So whose responsibility is it? Is it ours? In fact, to be the only way that I and certainly it happened at the beginning of this year, their annual performance plan was rejected by this committee twice. I believe that it should have been rejected a third time. That's my personal view. But where does the responsibility lie, in fact, to make sure that those annual performance plans do contain objectives, first of all, that are clear and measurable, the SMART targets? And that will allow for evidence to be provided that will satisfy you at the end of the day. Thank you, Chair.
All right.
I'm going to ask the AG's office to answer this question. Are you going to speak?
Thank you, Chair. I thought maybe you are giving us a second chance for
the other. I'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
When it comes to the ELRC, when they come here on Thursday, let us speak to them about it. Because look at the Auditor General did their work. and the Auditor General saying, this is wrong. So let the responsible party speak to it. And I think, because look here, the AG already told us, this is the report they're giving us. And therefore I feel it's a responsibility of that party to speak to us about what was wrong. I'm not going to allow the AG to speak on it. And then the other thing.
Order Chair, I'm asking a question of the AG.
You are asking the ma'am, honourable member, you said, who should? Yes, who should? And in my opinion, and I'm sure it will be the AG's opinion, they have to account to us because we oversight the ELRC. We oversight them. Wait, it's not, people, please, let us ask the ELRC. Let us not be harsh on the AG's office. I'm not taking hands. I am not taking hands. I am not going to take hands. Now, let us just stop there, even Honourable Gina. And then the other thing that's worrying me with one question asked.
Order, Chair, point of order. You cannot ignore a point of order, Chair.
But
you cannot, you cannot ignore a point of order. The point of order was called, you have to entertain it. You don't have an option, unfortunately.
Fine, if people feel like that, do it. But what I'm worried about, that's why I'm speaking, the integrity of the Auditor General is being questioned here. No, I know we're not in the House. But the integrity, because we are saying the Auditor General gave the department an unqualified report. And we are going on with the Auditor General because we say in our opinion, the way I am understanding it, that this was not the correct opinion. Fine, I'll stop. I'll give it over to Honourable De Corbo and then Honourable Gina.
No. Chair, the point of order was called by Honourable Smiles.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. I would like to start by saying that you are in this meeting and you are the chairperson and we respect your rule. But when we raise a point of order, Chairperson, you need to listen. Then, Chair, the question of my colleague to the AG is a fair question. I would like just to say that it's fair.
Chair.
Nothing unfair about that. Then, secondly,
Chair,
in my...
No, Chairperson, point of order, Chair. It's fine. I think the Honourable has raised a point of order of which he has not said anything on the point of order, Chairperson. For now, he's just lecturing us here. So maybe, Chair, if we can listen to the point of order, that will be fine.
Yeah. Chairperson, I want to say that in terms of this oversight and accountability pyramid, what we are doing and question and not put a suspicion on the AG, but we are doing what is required here. That is my point of order. There we are right at the top of the pyramid. That's what we are doing. That is the point of order I want to raise.
Auditor General, would you like just to say something? Because I'd like to close the meeting. Because I'm looking now at Section 63 of the PFMA. The rules when it comes to the presentation of information from the public entities. Yes?
Chair, okay, maybe trying to address the question on whose responsibility is it to make sure that performance indicators in the strategic plan of the ELRC and the APP contain information that is smart. It is the responsibility of all that are engaged in the process. The starting line would be management. The department that the department reports, the department that the entity reports to, and also all those that are playing an oversight role in the management of the ELRC, including the portfolio committee. The other question then on the basis of accounting, talking to the usefulness of information, the reliability of information, compliance matters reported in the audit report, and all the other comments that we have on the paragraphs talking to leadership, financial and performance management and governance that we have on the audit report. We are saying the reason we have those paragraphs is due to the fact that all the findings that were raised were identified through the audit process. But the audit process, again, allows that we afford management an opportunity to take a corrective action. But all these things happens after year end, when the books have been closed and the financial statements are submitted for audit. Therefore, if an audit finding is resolved, management passed the channel to correct the matter. We cannot say the control deficiency did not exist during the financial year we are auditing. During the financial year, there were gaps in the processes, hence we raised these audit findings, and we are highlighting them. We are saying these are significant and could have probably affected the audit opinion if corrective action was not taken. In terms of the audit opinion, we are confident that the audit opinion we expressed is accurate. It is fair. It had to be unqualified with findings. There is nothing wrong with the audit opinion, but there were control deficiencies, and all these paragraphs that were referred to talks to what went wrong in the audit process.
I think before tomorrow's meeting, let us read section 63 of the PFMA, and then you'll find out there whose responsibility it is. I said 65, but I went through it. It's actually 63. And I think when it comes to the Auditor General's report, I'd like to thank you for being present here today, even if the meeting becomes heated, when it comes to your report. And if it's heated today, it's going to burn tomorrow. Yes, it's going to burn tomorrow. But the only thing that worries me, I said at the beginning, the Auditor General has a reputation, a promise, a mission. And when it comes to the auditing of our departments, you know, they by doing it, when you do the oversight of the department, the accountability and the governance of our departments itself, you are building the public confidence. And I was just worried about the question that we insisting that there is something wrong, because it came up twice with this audit opinion. And because of your reputation, I didn't want us to discuss it. Because when the Auditor General comes to the committee, and even when they come to all the chairpersons, they come with their audit opinion and explain why is it like that. But let me end on a good note. I want to look at this. I'm very pleased that the Eastern Cape received a qualified report. And that is a plus. We don't need to feel shy, those coming from the Eastern Cape now. We are smiling. No, don't worry. When it comes to Gauteng, we are very happy with the unqualified report. When it comes to the Free State, we are happy. When we come to Mpumalanga, we are happy. And when it comes to the Western Cape, we are happy too. Because all these provinces are part of South Africa and a unitary South Africa. But we hope, like one of the members said, that the other, you know, the sectors will learn from each other, like they spoke about Umalusi. Now, I like what KZN is doing, and even Northern Cape and Northwest, they remaining on that qualified. What we have to do, we have to push them just to become unqualified, because they're not moving down, they still on the same. When it comes to Limpopo, I would like to say to Honorable Dekobo and Honorable Mushwana and Honorable Makubela, that at least, and oh yes, Honorable Mashishi, as an improved disclaimer, at least the disclaimer is improved. I'd like to say that. Yes. And on that note, after I praised everyone sitting here, we are closing the meeting. Thank you. No, KZN is here with Eastern Cape now.